Alice Mary Higgins, the a bill sponsored by yourself and three other senators passed through its third stage in the Seanad today. So, what's behind it? What's the aim of it?
So the arms embargo bill, it just passed committee stage in the Seanad this evening. It is a bill to try to ensure that Ireland does not have weapons transiting through either through our airspace, through our airports, or on Irish registered civil aircraft that may be going to Israel and used in breach of the International Court of Justice ruling, you know, International Court of Justice guidance, which says, you know, we cannot be committing or contributing to the potential risk of genocide. So really it was around basically currently in Ireland, the transit of weapons is outlawed, but the minister can give exemptions. 99% of exemptions have been granted, and those exemptions have been massively increasing over the last couple of years since Israel began its bombardment of Gaza.
Right.
So in that context, we're saying no more exemptions where there is a risk that they will be used by Israel. And we're also asking the minister to use the powers that he has in relation to inspections of aircraft, especially given the worrying reports we've seen by the Ditch and others in terms of specific examples of flights that have been carrying munitions. Okay.
Were you in favour of it, Mark Duffy?
So first of all, we all abhor what is happening in the Middle East. In relation to the spirit of this bill and what it tries to achieve, we obviously support that. But it's important to know that Ireland has a strong aircraft leasing footprint, and almost 50% of airlines across the world that take off are domiciled and registered here in Ireland. So practically speaking, from an implementation point of view, a plane could take off in Norway, go into France, but it's Irish owned. It's impossible for to have resources for Ireland to police something like that. If there are instances and cases that are being investigated by the department, and the minister has made that clear. But from a practical point of view, you can't just isolate and identify one country in a bill in this case.
All right.
Well, that's actually the area where we've seen a massive increase from 26 civil aircraft operating outside Ireland getting exemptions in 2022, right up to 519 exemptions granted last year. So it's in that area. And yes, often they are leaving. Germany has sold from the largest number of exemptions, one of the largest arms suppliers to Israel, and the United States, of course.
And can I ask obviously...
And they each have to get an exemption from the minister. They do have to apply and get permission from our minister in Ireland in order to carry munitions on those flights.
And the rationale for, you know, wanting to stop those arms is clear from what you're saying. But take, for example, the Occupied Territories Bill. It's a multi-purpose bill that is against the sale in Ireland of goods that are produced on any occupied territory, be that Russian-occupied Crimea, Moroccan-occupied Western Sahara, Israeli-occupied West Bank or Golan or wherever else. Why the specific focus on a particular conflict in rather than a sort of a broader a bill with broader application?
Well, because in this case we have a situation where it is always outlawed in any case. So, you know, we're talking about something. It's already the case that you cannot actually transit weapons without the granting of an exemption. So we're more highlighting the fact. There's nothing to stop subsequent or other or related legislation widening that in terms of other cases where exemptions should not be granted. But we're not saying stop doing something, trading or stop the flights. We're saying stop giving the exemptions. So absolutely, I think that the minister should be exercising discretion. We should see a lot more refusals of exemptions requests for all kinds of reasons. This is one example. And the reason it is identified is because the International Court of Justice explicitly has called on the responsibilities of nations to ensure they are not complicit in the potential acts that may be a genocide. So it's under that International Court of Justice guidance. That's why we've identified this. That doesn't preclude the government using their discretion, as they should be, rather than granting 99% of all requests for exemption in a wholesale turn a blind eye way, which has been the practice to date.
Okay, one more break to take briefly. Christina, any reaction to the passage of this and where it might go?
Yeah, I know that Micheál Martin and the Taoiseach were asked about it. I think there is, as you said, sort of a balancing act between government and opposition on this. And I think there is a lot of talk about the merits of it, and especially the ICJ specific mentions of that ensuring. I think Simon Harris has repeatedly said that nations should use all levers that it has to ensure that it takes action wherever it can. So I think it'll be one that'll be discussed further.
Okay, all right. Well, it's progressed that stage anyway, so we'll keep an eye on that.
The powers are there already and can be used tomorrow in terms of stopping granting exemptions. We don't need to wait for my bill to pass, so just to mention that.
Okie doke. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.